In youth, I learn. In age, we understand. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. In youth, I learn. In age, we understand. You may wonder why I say, in youth, I learn, and in age, we understand. Well, I'm not yet age, so that is something to come, you know, if it ever comes. In youth, I learn. So, in youth, I reveal all the knowledge that's within me and all that I am. Now, Ingeborg, would you stand up for a moment? All right. Now say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
Shoulders back, chest up. Chin out once again.
I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, Ingeborg, how does it feel when you say that?
I'm happy. I like it.
How does it feel when you say that?
Wonderful.
It makes you feel uplifted, doesn't it?
Yes, it feels myself.
That's great. Okay, thank you. Sylvia, stand up and say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
Now, what does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like I am who I am, and I am God, and I am...
Well, does it make you feel younger? Does it make you feel dynamic, powerful?
No, no age. No
ageless,
age. Ageless, but just a feeling of strong beingness. And it's just something like it's right.
Very good.
It's just right.
Ellen, stand up and say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
Ellen, don't use the table to hold yourself up.
Oh!
She's putting her fingers on the table to hold herself up. Okay. Now, Ellen, you are perfectly able to do it without holding yourself up. Now say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
Shoulders back. Chest up.
Oh, yeah.
Chin straight out. Again.
I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
Now, how do you feel?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And why do you feel supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Because I speak the truth about myself.
Well, saying those words, does it seem to have any reflection in your body? When you say the words, do you feel it in your body?
Yes.
And you say it...
How many times a day?
24 hours of the day, every moment of the day,
and night.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. And so you are walking around here, straight, tall, chest out, chin up, shoulders back, and you feel like you're 25 or
like
eight,
in heaven.
Like Sylvia says, you are what?
God.
Yes. Well, Sylvia says about the age.
Ageless.
You see?
Eternal youth.
What's that?
Eternal youth.
Eternal youth, right. Now, say it again.
I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
Now, all three of you stand up. Sylvie's got a mouthful of food there, having her breakfast, and Ingeborg's got a mouthful of food. All right. Say it four times now for me.
I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please be seated.
Thank you.
You see, when you make a statement like that, that statement should reverberate through your body. It should reverberate through your being. And why do kids holler and scream? Because it makes them alive. It makes them alert. It makes them, and it doesn't mean a thing as far as linguistics go, but it means a great deal as far as their emotional energy in their body. You see, this is a very lovely thing for us to do, is to take these affirmations that we have and speak them so that they are in our minds, in our hearts, in our bodies, in us, and really doing wonderful things. Now, this is a very powerful thing to do. It's a very wonderful thing to do. Are you willing to do it?
Yes.
Well, if you're willing to do it, I expect to see results. That means if you are saying this, as Ellen says 24 hours a day, then Ellen should never slump. She should never walk with a slump, with her head down, her shoulders down, her tummy sticking out, you know.
That is the point.
She should always walk in a perfect posture. And Ingeborg, if you are speaking this, how often do you speak it?
When I don't think other things.
You speak it often, in other words. Okay. Now, Ingeborg?
This morning I started at 4 o'clock.
Good for you. Ingeborg, when you speak this, does it make you feel more alive, young, dynamic, and powerful?
Definitely.
Okay. You see, this is what works. These are they're testimonials that are given freely without any coercion on my part. Say it. Say the right things now. Come on. Say the right things. And you see, this is what it's all about. We want to always say the right thing. And we always want to do the right thing. Because if we don't, then we're not doing what's beneficial to us. Right now, Rex is having a back scrub. He is on his back, and he is like 5 feet long there, and he's laying on his back, rolling on the ground, and just having himself a wonderful time. Now, you see, these are things that all of us can do. How many times have you laid on the floor and wiggled on your back? No, really wiggled on your back. Now, you see, here we have this 1 year, and let's see, December, January, February, March, a 4 month old baby, 1 year and 4 months. When you were 1 year and 4 months, could you do the things that he does? Could you? Could you do the things that he does?
Yeah,
no
yeah.
way. You could, but you didn't. You could, but you didn't. Now, where did Rex learn all this? Well, it was intuitive. It was something that was born in him, you know. And is that true?
Yes.
No.
No.
The truth is, we all know all things. It's not that we're born in it. All things are just there, we know it. You see, nobody is born into it and not born into it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everybody has it. It is who we are and what we are and the whole ball of wax. So we are everything. We are all knowledge. We are all. We don't learn anything like we say here. In youth, I learn. In youth, I become aware. Now, as Rex becomes aware of more things, he applies them. And when Rex was a little puppy, he didn't roll on his back. He would sleep on his back, but he wouldn't roll on his back. And then as he grew older and he found he had other people petting him and rubbing him on his back, and he says, that's nice. So then he lays on his back and he wiggles back and forth like a snake upside down. And he's just having himself a wonderful time. And he feels so good about it. And he just laughs and his tongue hangs out. At first it goes on one side, then it goes on the other side. And he just has that smile in his eyes. He's just totally content. Where did he learn that? He revealed it because it was always there. You see, we aren't born with all knowledge. All knowledge exists. We are born, you might say, with the capacity to reveal it, with the capacity to understand it, with the capacity to enjoy it. But to say we're born with it, I want to make that a point, is like saying it's something special. It just exists. Now, you see, since we said knowledge, and since we said things like that, that now we can't say anything. We can't say anything. We can't say Was Rex born being a dog? Mm-hmm. No. He wasn't born being a dog. He chose to be a dog. Rex could choose to be something else. If Rex wanted to, and if he wanted to reveal it to himself, and he could reveal it to himself. Now, that's going to sound crazy. He could reveal it to himself, and he could be Sylvia's brother. He could be Ingeborg's father. He could be anybody he chose, you know?
And son.
And not a reincarnation. The real McCoy. The real thing. Now, you, at this moment, are so limited. You're so limited in your thing. You think you can only be Ellen Jeremini. You can only be a woman. You can only be a mother of two children. You can only be the wife of Alias. You can only be the... She's here at the University of Healing with the chief executive officer and chief financial officer and the chief operating officer and the chairman of the board and, you know, we'll give her a few more titles. But she's doing the work. She's doing the work. So we just call her the cheese, the honcho, the chief honcho. So just before she came here, when she was playing tennis with her friends, do you think she ever dreamed of operating a university, much less having degrees from a university? I mean, she'd given up learning, she'd given up growth. All she was doing was being a mother and playing tennis and just enjoying her simple life. And there was no desire to be anything more. And then she had something happen to her. She got a virus, and the virus was spiritual thinking. And so the virus of spiritual thinking came, and she says, hey, you know, there's more in life than what I've been doing. There's more in life than what I've been enjoying. But up to that time, she would never have dreamed of it. If her mother said, Ellen, you're a spiritual girl, she said, that's right, because I wanted to be a priest when I was a little girl, you know. But you never did. And you see, then the time came when Ellen found what she wanted to be a priest of. She found that the rituals of the church weren't enough. She wanted the rituals within herself. She wanted the spiritual evolution within herself. And so, in youth, I learn. In youth, she's revealing. So now, Ellen was old for a short time. She was old at the point where she understood everything, she knew everything, and nobody could tell her anything. And then she found this little virus in her that said, hey, you're a spiritual being, and you have just begun to understand who you are. And she threw over all the other things. She threw over all the other concepts because they were limiting her. And she didn't even know she was being limited. Most of us did not know we were being limited because we didn't even look outward. We didn't even look inward, which is where we're supposed to look. Now, you see, we say the statement here, in youth I learn, in age we understand. Well, I would want you, this sounds terrible, I would want you to arrive at a state of awareness and consciousness where you don't understand anything. Can you tell me what the word is that we're supposed to use there?
To know everything, to be.
You are it, you be it. You are it, you be it. And you see, when you are everything, you don't understand it. You are it. I am a bike. Do I need to understand how I work?
No.
I am a dog. Do you think I need to understand how a dog works?
No.
See, I'm a lamp. Do I have to understand how a lamp works? You see, to understand something means we are not it.
Yeah.
And once we understand something, then we really are it. Now, Sylvia was a blubbering idiot just a few days ago. And you don't mind if I tell the story. And she doesn't know what story I'm going to tell, but she says, no, she doesn't mind. But she was a blubbering idiot. I said, Sylvia, here we have a rabbit. And Sylvia said, oh, goody. And I said, now, what are you going to feed it? She says, I don't know, but I'm going on the internet and find out. So, you see, now she not only knows, but she knows what the internet says. But you see, Sylvia is thinking differently. Sylvia is thinking, where do I want that rabbit to live? In our yard, eating our grass, or in the fields, eating the grass of the fields? And so, now that's not an understanding. She is thinking as a rabbit. She is thinking in the consciousness of a rabbit, and what is a rabbit accustomed to? What is a rabbit used to? And so then she is going to go out in the field, and she's going to nibble on the on the crack quack grass, and she's going to nibble on the what did you say today?
Sumac.
The sumac bushes, because that's supposed to be good rabbit food, and she's going to try all these things, and she might say, not my thing, but you like it, guy, huh? And her little bunny, from the first time we met him, who was very, in a different environment, so he's a little unhappy for a moment, he is now calming down, and he likes to have us pet him, and he's enjoying being in our circle, and he is having a perfect operation of his body. His sewer system works perfect. He puts the good food in and out with the used food, and he's all done with it. But you see, how did he learn that? He didn't learn that. He was that. Now, he knew what he wanted all the time. He knew what pleases him all the time, and he knew what didn't please him. And so we can put leaves from some trees in there, and it won't turn him on at all. And she puts grass in there, it turns him on, and then she puts milk with the egg yolk in it, and he just says, this is heaven. Now, you don't make him a fresh batch every day, do you? Yeah, you make him a batch that lasts until he uses it up. Keep it in the refrigerator. Okay. Because can you imagine this little bunny who fits like a snowball in your hand, even without, in one hand, that how much milk and egg yolk he drinks at a time. the drops mean a lot. And this is true. This is true. You see, in youth I learn, in age we understand. Let's never enter the stage of age. Let's always be in the stage of youth where we redefine the word learning and we call it revealing. We're always revealing that which we know. You see, we can link up to the internet, for instance, and you can have a little chip you stick into the USB port of the internet, and it says, I am a Bluetooth. But it looks like a chip, not a Bluetooth. But its name is Bluetooth. And then you can have your palm, your PDA, this is your handheld little computer, you can have that with Bluetooth in it also. And so you just set it down and you turn on the Bluetooth, and then the computer and the palm are talking to each other every half hour or whatever times you've established. And if there's anything new that gets on the computer that's supposed to go to the palm, zip, it goes over without the slightest bit of hesitation in the air, and you don't even know that. I mean, what sophistication, what magic, you know? And then I put new addresses in my contact list of the Outlook for email, and zip, it's onto the palm. Wow. And it is so beautiful. It is so fantastic. And then if I had a telephone, I could dial it from the palm, and it could use the palm to conduct telephone calls. And you see, there's so many magical things about this that it's just utterly amazing. And I was listening to the Olympus and how it sounds, and it's good. And I was listening to my creative device and how it sounds, and it's okay. And then I listened to the iPod that you can record on. And of course, it's listening on the Bose speaker. And it comes across like, wow, you know. And you think to yourself, why don't I always record on that? because it is so spectacular in sound. I'm going to try it up here a little more often and see how that works. But it is just really beautiful. And it's just a little thing that you hold in your hand, and it recharges when you're not using it. And it has a little thing as big as your finger that you plug in on top. That is the microphone for it. Absolutely amazing. The things that are done these days. I was looking at another Olympus on the email, and it said Olympus DM4000. And it can take a 516 megabyte chip in it, whereas this can only take a 128 megabyte chip. And this will record basically one full seminar. Although it gets a little strong when it starts recording a seminar for a week long, you know, 7 days. So, but if I had the 512, that would record many, many, many seminars. I could have them on there, you know, forever and then have them all available in that thing, which is a good possibility, but who knows? Ideas, ideas, ideas. Right, Ellen?
Yes.
And Ellen says, Herb, you've got lots of toys.
You love them.
Yes, I do. And it is wonderful to see how they work and to see how they function. And they all function according to the way you would like to have them function. In youth, I learn. I love to see children sit at a computer. And as a child sits at a computer, they're not afraid of it. They do stupid things that we would never dare to do. And they mess things up terrible. And then they just press a few buttons and everything's back to where it was. I mean, they're magic. And that's what we are. We should believe in our eternal youth. We should believe in our ability to know all things because it's in us and we are it. And we merely express it outwardly. I tell you, being a kid is lots of fun. Go outside now and scream and holler and run around and have fun for 5 minutes and then fall down and take a nap. When kids that get tired, they fall down and take a nap, and then a few minutes later they're up and going again. You say, where do you get all that energy? Well, we come ready supplied. We have a good battery. Well, my loves, have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.